Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 1380 for one last day, one last morning show. We'll, over the weekend, we'll still be on 1380. Come Monday, though, we're pulling the plug. 1380 goes away. 105.5 is the new WPHM along with 1450 AM, which is where Bill Gilmer got his start. He's in studio with us. Bill, we were just talking about what it was like, the competition between WHLS and WPHM back in the day.
Intense.
Yeah.
It was intense. I can remember we had monitors to listen to what WPHM was doing with their mobile units. So, you know, you'd be... you know, this is hi. This is Dave. We're going to go to the city building because there's a fire that needs to be investigated or whatever. And it got so crazy with these listening to each other's monitors that you'd throw out a fake one once in a while. You'd say, you know, hey, on 32nd Street, there's been a bad accident. I'll see you there, Dave.
Wow, that's you know,
and so we gotta go.
That's wrong.
So it was very intense. Not as intense as it was before I had got there. So 79 was bad, but I guess you know you get into the mid 70s and it was just crazy.
I got there in 1987 when I was going to SC4. I was working nights and weekends. My job was to run the board during TalkNet.
Oh wow!
During the Sally Jesse Raphael and the the Bruce Williams show.
Oh, Bruce Williams, you still have his boat, I wonder?
I don't think he's with us anymore. I'm not sure. But this would have been late 80s, early 90s, and this was before automation. So you'd get the program off the satellite, and they would take a break, and you'd have to reach over and
manually
push a button,
turn something on,
and then do a local newscast. And that was where my love for news came, because I was rewriting the news headlines and delivering news headlines and making police calls and, you know, kind of getting a taste for news. I was like, I kind of like this. So that was sort of where I focused my attention. We would sign off, just like we're going to sign off WPHM for good this weekend, every night at 1 a.m., I would hit the sign-off cart.
With the national anthem?
With an anthem.
You should do that for for the final one, just for old time.
I don't even know how to do that anymore.
So, but, for the equipment here.
But we would. Yeah. It was on a cart, like you were talking about carts before, and it would be WPHM now ends its broadcast day. WPHM operates at 5,000. I know the whole thing by heart because I listen to it every night.
That's right.
And then the national anthem would play, and then I would push a button that would sign us off the air at 1 a.m. I'd go home. John Hill would come in at 5 a.m. and sign us on the air, and the broadcast day would begin.
Now, was John Hill working there when you got there? He worked there for WTCH, did he not?
I think he did. I think he had a total of 28 years as the morning show host. I have now 23 years. As the morning show
closing,
host.
Closing in on him.
Over 50 years, there have been two people that have sat in this seat.
Wow.
So it blows my mind.
Yeah. And WTTH, for those that don't know, is back when the Times Herald owned the station. And the Times Herald would be the last three letters, I believe. And they were kind of forced to sell it after the Federal Communications Commission decided that in certain markets, certain sizes, that newspapers and radio stations should not be together. Of course, then later they put them back together.
So people may be wondering now, okay, so Bill started his career in Port here, well, in Defiance, Ohio, but then came here in 1979 at WHLS. Then how did he end up on WPHM?
Well, that's a long story, but you've got a lot of time.
Yeah, we've got all morning here. We've got until Sunday night when we pull the plug.
So. Yeah, so at some point in time, and I really have to stretch the imagination, I was doing city council meetings, kind of a jack of all trades for news, news director, and was just kind of tired of it after, I think it was 5 years of doing news and hiring new people and training new people and on and on and on. And I told John Wismer that I'd kind of had enough and I wanted to bow out before you kicked me out. And so I did. And plus the fact I was married, had two children, and thought it would be a great time that Dad could take care of them and Mom could mm-hmm. you know, bring home the bacon. And that worked for, I don't know, 6 weeks maybe. And then a gentleman by the name of Dan DeGroe, the state senator, he became, he might have been a House member then, said, hey, if you want to join my team, we could use your work. And the prominent thing, the one I liked the most in working with him, was being a kind of a constituent rep. You mm-hmm. would show up at the city building in Fort Huron, and if anyone had any complaints, they could come to you and talk. I couldn't answer them mm-hmm. directly, mm-hmm. but I could at least console them and take down notes let Senator DeGroe know in the end. And that lasted for a couple of years. And then there was something called, was it CHUMS? The Comprehensive whatever health project.
Right, I remember that. That was a big deal.
Yeah, big deal. And I decided to sign on with those folks. And community health, I can't remember how all the spelling was. But anyway, so I worked with CHUM for a couple of years. And then got tired of that. it actually self-dissolved. They had a project that was to find out, is there a way in this market to have health insurance for everybody at the most, and at the least, if you could bring health insurance prices down. This is, 30 years ago,
mm-hmm, right.
And we had all kinds of people involved in the community.
Now, did the People's Clinic come out of that somehow? Did that?
I can't.
Could it be around the same time?
Could have been the same time. Yeah. I seem to think that they might have been involved in it mm-hmm. as well. Every once in a while, I see somebody that says, "Hey, I remember you with the health project." I think it was a Kellogg project, is what it was. So
you ended up though at WPHM.
Okay, so now I've left that, gone back to raising kids again, and then a divorce kind of occurred, and now I'm really needing mm-hmm. a job, and so I just kind of put myself up to bid. I went mm-hmm. to Mr. Wismer and a gentleman by the name of Lee Hansen, who had WPHM. I said, John Hill had called me, not numerous times, but a few times to say, "Hey, you want to mm-hmm. come over here?" And I always kind of thought, I don't think so.
You're the competition. You're the bad guys.
you're the competition, John. I love you, but not that much. And so long story short, Mr. Hansen offered a bit more money than Mr. Wismer did. And so I became an employee at WPHM. And I think by then you were there.
It was about that time. I came back to PHM because, like I said, I started there in 87 when I was going to SC4. Finished my degree at Central, lived outstate in a couple different places. Came back in probably 92. Yeah, I think 92 to 96 was about when I was back for that stint. Yeah, we were there at the same time.
Yep.
We had a lot of fun.
Yep.
Too much fun sometimes.
Is that when Headline News had started?
Headline News Local Edition, CNN's Headline News Channel, which was just a continuous 30-minute national newscast, and Comcast or Heron or whatever it was called in those days would allot the last 10 minutes of the half hour for local news.
Yep. And we would fill it. Thanks to the help of Mike Mullins.
Mike Mullins was the anchor, and you and I were the field reporters. Yep. And so every day we would go out and find a news story and do it with the guys from Camelot Video.
Yep.
Mickey ben Thornell.
Smith. Yeah.
Ben Smith. Mick, Mick is down in Kentucky now, living his best life there. But yeah, we for a couple, three, 4 years, TV reporters.
We're crazy. I mean, we'd do our normal job at the radio station, which in itself was felt full time. And it was almost like extra.
Yeah, those were long days.
Yeah, long days. But they were. It was kind of icing on the cake because as in radio, to a certain degree, television would draw employees simply because of the "hey, I'm on the air" kind of thing. It's like Hollywood almost, to a smaller degree here at the local end. And we trained, I don't know how many dozens, I would say, by the time that show was over.
Yeah,
some of them went far, some of them didn't go too far at all, and all of them, I think, had a good time doing it.
And then not long after that ended, the stations merged, put the two ant farms together, and WPHM and WBTI and WSAQ and WHLS all came together WHLX in Marine City, 1590.
Yep, started with the passing of John Wismer and Robert Liggett, who has since passed away too, took a look at, I think, just WHLS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in town, what's these people over at WPHM doing? Yeah. And before long, I'll just buy them all. So he was a very successful broadcaster, Lansing for the most part?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, had a lot of radio stations. Yeah. And
so he grouped us together, and it took us a while to be friends because we still had that competition.
Yeah.
I can remember
absolutely.
I can remember the FM boys because we had WSAQ on WHLS,
mm-hmm.
and WPHM acquired WBTI.
Right, right.
Which is just the southern end of Sanilac County.
These are competing morning shows that would go head-to-head, and now all of a sudden you work for the same company and you're down the hall from each other.
You're having a contest giving away free whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
At the corner of 32nd and wherever. And, of course, the competition would hear that and say, let's go to the opposite corner
exactly.
and give away something better.
Yeah. What a career it has been, and what a long road. I was thinking about this, Bill, and we got to wrap up pretty soon here. People ask me all the time, what's the best interview you ever did? What's your favorite story you ever did? And I can never remember. I can never think, that one interview I did with so-and-so. To me, it's cumulative. It's the people. It's the people that we've met here at the radio stations and the people that we've met even outside that have interacted with us. We've met so many good people and had so many fun experiences over the years.
What's your worst experience that you can remember?
Oh, I mean, as
it's
I think
been
back,
so many.
Well, I think one of the worst was back when I was a part-timer working, running the board, and we had a high school basketball game. This is like in my first month on the job.
Okay.
And it was a high school basketball game somewhere, and I was running the board, and I couldn't get it to work. I was one button off. I was pushing the wrong thing at the wrong time. But we missed half the basketball game, and I thought, this is it. My career in radio is over.
Done.
It is done. Over. I mean, pit of my stomach. I'm like, that's it. Anytime that things don't work is always frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
Technical issues, of which there have been many over the years.
Yeah.
Not so many recently, but how about for you?
I would say the most embarrassing I had, and I've had a lot of embarrassing things happen, but the most embarrassing was at WPHM down on military. And was it military or electric? It was military.
Military, yeah.
Yeah. And how did it begin? It was the 4th of July.
Okay.
And so we're doing, some kind of special broadcast for mm-hmm. the 4th of July. And back then we had CD players.
Oh, yeah.
That were really jukeboxes.
I
think there were four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them held 100 CDs.
Yep.
Each CD had 10 songs.
That was automation.
Get your calculator out and figure it out.
Right.
The computer pretty well took care of the numbers. And for whatever reason, I was running the show manually. And, it came back to me to do some music. And I thought, Saturday in the Park would be just a fantastic mm-hmm. song by Chicago. To end this 4th of July programming. And so I wished everyone well, and I said, have a great 4th of July, and hit the button. And I must have hit the wrong button. Well, I know I hit the wrong button, because on comes Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
That's terrific.
And how do you get out of that?
We're way over on time, but I got one more that's great. Right. And that was we used to do the Good Friday church service.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Good Friday, so how about that? So the Good Friday church service, which immediately preceding it was a commercial for Budweiser, I think.
I was involved with that one.
I think you were.
Yeah, again, it was me.
This Bud's for you.
That's right. Now
we present church services from Colonial Woods Church. So, Bill, always great catching up with you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey.
Come back again on 105.5 sometime soon.
Absolutely will.
William Gilmer with us here on WPHM 1380.